Flush the Format Friday, Y94, Playhouse in the Morning. OMG crying. Oh no, I have to fix my mascara. Some of the comments after the Mother's Day song. Anytime you put cute kids in with it, it's a Boys to Men. It's Boys to Men, isn't it?
I've never heard that song.
You never heard their aunt, their weird love song to their moms before?
I know, it's kind of strange.
Yeah, anytime you got cute kids in there, it completely adds something to next level. So 810, your next cash go to date is Flush the Format Friday on the Playhouse with Matt's Automotive Service Center. And this one trending today, and we're like, oh, you know what? This is an easy one to steal for the Playhouse. So basically, somebody started the thread online of what's the food that everybody else seems to like, but you definitely hate. And I feel like everybody has something like that where you're like, nope, I'm not going to eat it. But other people are like, oh my God, it's so good. Do you have something like that, Amy Kay?
I feel like I have a few. I do not like Oreos.
Wait, you don't like Oreos?
No.
And now I'm doing to you what people do when you say
these
things. Yeah,
I don't know that if we just take the middle frosting out, just the cookie is garbage. You add the middle frosting piece in, that's garbage too. Either one on their own, garbage, and then you put it together, it's a dumpster garbage.
I am pretty fond of Oreos, so it's hard for me to relate, but I'm only fond of like the regular Oreos. The people who get all the different ones, I don't get you.
Mm-mm, I can't do any of them. And I've tried. I wish I could have like the different flavors. Like, didn't they have like a vanilla Oreo with like lighter cookie? Mm-mm, not good.
Well, I don't think I made no secret of that. I don't do no seafood. Mm-mm. But sushi's the main one. Like, because the people that like sushi really like sushi. And they push sushi almost like they're selling drugs.
You haven't tried the right kind yet.
You want to get you a California roll? No, I don't want any sushi. I don't like your sushi. It made me sick the once. I'm never eating it again.
You don't think you would like a California roll? That's not like a real sushi. That's what
anything.
I can eat.
If it's anything called sushi, whether it's, I don't want it. Unless it's meat sushi. And it's basically a kebab of meat.
I just don't. I think California roll, you might like it.
I don't want anything that has swam to be in my mouth.
You know what else is gross? Birthday cake.
You don't like birthday cake?
I don't like any cake. It's the texture. The texture of cake I don't like. It's fluffy. I don't know. Cake is gross.
So for somebody that talks about birthdays.
I don't like, yeah, I would rather.
As much as you do.
I would like to celebrate with brownies or a chocolate chip cookie cake with no frosting.
Huh.
Because I don't like frosting.
Do you have a food item that everybody else seems to think is just the bee's knees and you don't like it?
Yeah. I hate ice cream and milkshakes.
Oh, my God.
They just give me the heebie-jeebies. But, I mean, mostly it's because I have these sensitive teeth. But you can just imagine people's face when I'm like, no, I don't like ice cream.
See, but you have such a good explanation, though. Like you say, well, I got the sensitive teeth. They're like, oh, yeah. Well, who wants to eat something that makes their mouth hurt, for God's sake?
I have sensitive teeth. Okay, but you still don't like milkshakes?
You're drinking
it.
You have a Sensodyne milkshake.
Ew.
Kill two birds with one stone. The food that everybody else seems to like, but you think it's kind of gross. What are we seeing come in already?
Someone, and I can't believe they said this, said pepperoni. Mmm, delish. Someone else said Doritos is my ick. Someone else said I hate bacon. I've had it once. I'll never eat it again. And garlic. I hate the taste. I hate the smell. I can't cook with it.
I will give you a controversial Doritos opinion. Because everybody seems to go towards the nacho cheese and think that's so great. I think the Cool Ranch is the superior Dorito. I actually don't think the cheesy ones are that good.
Can I tell you something weird? I think Cool Ranch Doritos burn my tongue.
Oh, and it feels the...
Right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
So it like good.
Feels weird.
I don't know what it is. I just think it is so, so delicious. I like the pain.
I like the... I want, if I'm doing Doritos, nacho cheese.
What is your food that everybody else seems to really, really like, but you're like, I don't know, it's kind of gross. I'm just not a fan of it. Do you have something like that? 237, it's text 35270. It just kind of, it worked. Flush the Format Friday. Thanks to Matt's Automotive Service Center. Your picks all morning long. John Mellencamp. Flush the Format Friday. Playhouse of the Morning, Y94. Talking about the food that everybody else seems to really, really like, but you just hate it. What are we seeing?
We are getting a lot coming in. Someone said sparkling water tastes like TV static. I've seen a lot of people say that about like the hard seltzers, and they're delicious.
The seltzer I can do, but some of the like fizzy water, I don't like. What's the one that everybody drinks? The LaCroix?
LaCroix? Ew, that is so gross. Someone said donuts, can't stand them. Ketchup, hate it. Pure sugar. Someone said, fun fact, Cool Ranch Doritos are gluten-free, but regular Doritos are not.
Ooh, that is a fun fact. I didn't know that.
Cooked spinach, the texture is gross. I do have a thing for texture, too, but I don't think that one bothers me.
What is a food that everybody else seems to think is just delicious, and you're like, I don't know?
I'm not a chocolate person. I generally prefer salty to sweet, but most people think it's the weirdest thing that I don't really care for anything chocolate.
When if you say to somebody, oh, I don't like chocolate, they're going to be like, well, what about this kind? What about this kind? What about this kind? What about a Reese's peanut butter cup?
I know, that's what I wondered. Would she like a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Well, there's still chocolate on it, though. Granted, it's predominantly more peanut butter than cup.
Yeah.
But still, there's chocolate on there.
I don't know. I think the peanut butter would take it away.
So you're one of these people that thinks you can sway her to be like, well, I do like these.
Try a peanut butter cup, yes.
There is so many different kinds of chocolate that it's hard for me not to think that I couldn't get one in your mouth that you like.
Dark chocolate's disgusting.
Yeah, have you ever sneak into mom's like baking area when you're a kid and eat her baker's chocolate by mistake? And you think you thought you were like a real baller, too. You're like, ooh, I found mom's secret stash. You find this just like brick of chocolate, and you're like, yeah. And you sneak it into your bedroom with this brick of chocolate, you stick it in your mouth. You're like, it's just this chalky, monstrous, disgusting in your mouth.
Like the semi-sweet chocolate chips. Why are those even a thing?
It's still better than baker's chocolate.
Ugh.
Have you ever had yourself a mouthful of baker's chocolate?
I don't think so.
It is not a good experience.
Gross.
It maybe bakes nice. It doesn't taste nice. You just take a bite of it. It's not good. Are you seeing some more food everybody else likes,
oh my gosh,
but you
yes.
kind of hate it?
Jell-O. Hate the texture. Birthday cake is nasty and chocolate. We got another one for that. Someone said, I don't like anything breakfast. Bacon, waffles, pancake, French toast. No meat and nothing cinnamon. Someone also said, shrimp and meatloaf. Gross. And someone said, fruit on anything. Fruit alone is fine, but it doesn't belong on salads or pizzas or anything. I don't get like the... when people put like strawberries on salads, I don't like that.
One thing that was, and I think everybody has a meal that like maybe that was a go-to for their parents growing up, so then it like ruins it for you as a kid. Like there's things you look at fondly, you're like, oh, I loved when mom or dad would make this. And then there's stuff that they overdid it on. Being, you know, a Midwest family, a lot of the cream of mushroom, cream of chicken soup, like casserole dishes were made in our household. If I even smell, oh God, let alone, I kind of will barf thinking about it.
Would you
cream
eat?
Of mushroom soup is just, I can't. If any recipe has cream of mushroom soup in it, I will puke all over the place. I can't do it.
One time.
It's ruined for me.
You know, green bean casserole, it's like my favorite food. I love it. Anytime I go back home for the holidays, mm-hmm. I want my mom to make it. And Steven, I guess one Thanksgiving, his dad said if he ate all the green bean casserole on his plate, he'd buy him an Xbox. So he like forced himself to eat a bunch of food and he ended up getting sick and throwing up. Well, he got the Xbox, but now he can't eat green bean casserole.
It's ruined now.
And it makes me so sad. The one time ruined it for you.
So is your relationship going to work or is it perfect because he'll never eat any of your green bean casserole?
Yeah, that means more green bean casserole for me.
There's no competing over it. Did we miss any foods everybody else loves, but I hate it?
There's a lot. I hate peanut butter. I don't like anything sweet. I'll have it and then regret it and need so much water. Someone said hot dogs. Blue raspberry, anything, I don't know, no. Freezies, candies, anything. I've eaten spaghetti so much in my life that I hate it now. I don't know how someone hates hot dogs.
I actually really like hot dogs, but it is that thing that you don't want to think too much about because God knows what you're actually eating. I don't know.
You can only have so many, like three max.
Don't tell that to Joey Chestnut. He powers down like 100 of those bad boys every time he does one of them competitions.
But he's making money doing it. That's a different thing. He's in work mode.
He's in professional hot dog guzzling mode.
Yeah.
Well, cash code, another one of those not too far off. The almost impossible question of the day with Amy Kay as well.
Your next cash code on Y94 is coming up at 810.